Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I am Ross Oakes, joined by my co-host Jeremy Mainwright. Today we talk about the 1993 hit film Cliffhanger, starring Sylvester Stallone. So, have you seen any other movies besides the one we're going to talk about today? In the past 2 weeks?
That's true. It's been 2 weeks. I saw Lady Bird again, which is still amazing.
Again,
yeah, because I saw it at the Toronto International Film Festival the first time.
Oh, and wow.
Then, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a big boy. Oh. I left the country to watch movies.
Yeah, it was good.
It's still amazing. Yeah. It wasn't as fun. I could tell because when you saw it with like a festival audience, they're laughing at everything.
They're really into it.
Which I saw, and then I saw a theater with like five people,
and they're just watching it.
Yeah, like I was dying laughing, and they're like, "Huh." I saw three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That movie's about a racist cop, right?
That's not what it's about.
No,
he's one of the characters.
Okay, because I saw people saying, well, "Don't go see this movie."
Well,
it's about a cop.
Well, people, it's because they expect it to like, because the movie.
Which, if it's about a racist cop, don't go see the movie.
They're expecting, because almost none of the characters in the movie are good people. Even the protagonist, like that puts up the billboards, but like. People are expecting the movie to like exonerate them for not being completely great people when it's a movie about like shitty people and like trying to do good things. But I don't know. It's not just about a racist cop, even though Sam Rockwell does play a very good racist cop.
Oh, he is the racist cop.
He is the racist cop.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, he's so good, too.
Yeah, okay. He's great. Yeah. Yeah. Other than that.
We're recording this only a couple days away from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. 3 days till the Resistance kicks back into effect.
Yeah.
Get it? Ray Resistance?
I do.
I've been thinking about that for a while.
Yeah, she's the... So I was thinking about this. If Ray is the chosen one... That means Anakin wasn't the chosen one.
I don't think Rey's the chosen one.
Rey has a ton of midichlorians, right?
I don't know what midichlorians are, but...
Yeah, they're the little... you know what they are.
The butt worms that Qui-Gon tests people for?
No. No, but Rey's supposed to be the chosen one, right?
I don't think so. I think...
I think
we're moving past the idea of, like, a chosen one and Jedis and stuff, hence the Last Jedi.
Yeah, maybe.
Rogue One kind of hinted at that with Chirrut Imwe. You know, he could harness the Force, but he's not a Jedi.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. Oh, he was awesome. He was probably my favorite character.
Oh, yeah, he's the best one in that movie. That's indisputable.
Mm-hmm. I also watched... I watched both of the Ace Ventura movies.
Huh.
Yesterday.
Is there three or two?
There's two.
Oh.
Yeah. The first one, they're two totally different movies, though. Like, the first one, is, like, really crude, and there's a lot of, like, sexist jokes and...
There's, like,
and racial jokes.
Yeah.
And then in the second one, there wasn't any crude... jokes at all. It was really just like general humor. Actually, there was one.
It was a different time though, you know.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to like older movies having like bad jokes or like insensitive jokes like that, it depends on how they're handled. If it's handled in like a mean-spirited way,
kind of.
But or if it's just for like broad comedy, it's like that's how things were back then, you know.
So in the first one, when Ace finds out that the cop lady, the head of the police department, was actually a guy.
Oh yeah.
He like scrubs his mouth out with soap because he kissed her in a previous scene, and then he takes off all his clothes. Burns them, and then he gets in the shower and he's crying in the shower, and like just that montage was really funny, but I guess like it wouldn't translate today.
Like if a movie did that today and be like no go. Like, back in that time, like almost everybody would have laughed at that, even so you just watched the Pet Detective movies.
I did, yeah. I watched, yeah, the first one. And then the second one, they're directed by two different people, which I thought was interesting. But the second one was a better movie, like production wise. Like the story, or well, not the story. The camera work was better. The like the editing, everything production wise was better for the second one. But the story really lacked, where the first one had a better story. So I think they kind of even out.
Which one does he fall out of the elephant's butt?
The second one. That one was, yeah, that part was
distinctly so, remember. Yeah. That.
Oh my god. That was the first time I've seen them.
Oh really? I used to watch them as a kid. I don't know what I was searching for yesterday. I was searching through the GIF search for a GIF, and I saw that Jim Carrey falling out of the elephant's butt. I was like, for a second, I was like, yeah. What the hell? And I was like, oh, Ace Ventura.
Yeah, that part was brutal. But then, so right after I finished the second one, I put on Cliffhanger, the movie that we're talking about today.
Oh, we were supposed to watch Cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just kidding. It's a bad joke.
You didn't watch it?
No, of course I watched
it. Okay, good. But the beginning scene is the same.
Where they're on the mountain?
Yeah.
They're trapped on the mountain?
Well, the zip line.
Oh, does that happen in Ace Ventura?
They do it shot for shot.
Really?
Yeah.
They came out around the same time, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. It's definitely a parody.
And just to be clear, we're talking about the 1993 Sylvester Stallone starring action vehicle Cliffhanger.
The hit movie Cliffhanger. It won four Oscars.
I wouldn't be against it. There should be a section of Oscars just for badass action movies.
So we finished Ace Ventura, and then my girlfriend went to go take a shower, and then she came back out. And I was laughing so hard like when I watched the beginning of Cliffhanger. And I was like, you got to see this. So I rewound it. And it's the same, like, shot for shot. Just instead of the girl that dies, it's a raccoon. And
then, oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, I laughed so hard when I saw this. Because, like, the clip breaks, yeah, and then it slides through. Yeah,
like, I have, like, visuals of that in my memory. Now I want to watch Ace Ventura again. Oh, my God. Yeah, but that opening, like, the way it shot, it was making me sweaty. Like, that was intense.
So the movie starts out, Cliffhanger starts out with some beautiful scenery.
Up in the mountains.
Just beautiful mountains, Lord of the Rings-esque.
They're in Colorado, aren't they? Denver, I think.
So, I was going to ask that later, because there's one shot where it looked like they were at Yosemite. Or something?
Well, they probably shot in other places.
Yeah. It looked like they were in Yosemite at one point, but they could be anywhere where there's mountains, I guess. Colorado.
Snowy Mountain.
Colorado works. So we start out with some beautiful scenery, and then we see two bros in tank tops.
What do we?
Was it just Sylvester Stallone?
It's just the Stallone, you know? He's climbing. Okay.
I remember seeing him in Michael Rooker in tank top.
And there's like that. Well, he probably has one on. But when you see him like climbing up, it looked like he just had like brass knuckles with spikes. And he was like punching them up. And then he's like, and, like climbing up with his fist. But then I realized he had like little hook things.
So they come to get him off the mountain. And so we got the bros in tank tops. Yeah. And they have some weird love triangle between...
I think it's just, they're just joking, you know. He's hitting on Rooker's lady.
But then she kisses him.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, you see that? That wasn't how Sylvester... I'm sorry, that was a bad Sylvester
You see that?
You gotta use the corner of your mouth somehow, I don't know. But...
So then... After she cheats on Michael Rooker, she cheats on him right in front of his face, and then she's going over, which I feel like they've done this before.
Well, she hasn't.
Oh no,
the whole thing is that she's like a newcomer, and Michael Rooker tells her that climbing mountains is better than sex, and you didn't hear that part?
I think I did. I remember that. Yeah. So then he goes, oh, you're doing great, Sarah. You're doing great.
Oh, yeah. But the way that they shoot her her belt, because there's like a zip line going across two mountains to get him across.
Yeah.
And the way that
Which
they,
is awesome.
Yeah. The way that they shoot, like, the close-ups of the buckle slipping step by step.
Yeah, shot for shot in Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, by the way.
Yeah, right. It's fucking intense. Like, each time, like, I've never been so enthralled by, like a buckle slipping. I was like, yeah. Oh my god.
So then the dialogue
It's iffy. It's very 90s action movie.
Yeah, it's. I feel like some of it was ADR, and it just kind of.
There
like,
are some shots where, like, you see Michael Rooker has white ass teeth in this movie. I just kept noticing.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
But like, there'd be times where he's like smiling, and you hear like Rooker dialogue, and you're like, oh.
Oh really?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah. So I don't think this was Sylvester's best performance, to be honest.
But
it works.
Yeah.
So, Sarah dies, Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah, he drops him.
Ace Ventura style.
Yeah.
Because like Ace Ventura did it first, of course.
That'd be amazing if he did.
And this was the movie that copied it.
Remy Harlan's watching Ace Ventura. He's like, we do this. And Sylvester Stallone's heartbroken.
So, yes. Yeah, he is. He was going
to
get
to. Does it cut to the heist next?
It cuts to 8 months later.
Oh, yeah, and the treasury or whatever.
Yeah,
and our boy Paul Winfield from Mars Attacks.
Yep,
it's like the head, yeah. Is he the head of the FBI?
I think so.
I lost track of who.
I think he's a little bit heavier in this movie. Yeah,
he's got more facial hair.
So we
meet the pissed off bald man.
Travis. Yep, the cop.
He's always mad.
He is always he's mad.
Frustrated.
I took note on that later. So then it cuts back to the mountain where Sylvester Stallone comes back.
Oh, it cuts in between the heist and the mountain?
Yeah.
I thought we saw the heist in full completion.
No, no. So you see like the crates of the money, and then it cuts back to the mountain where everyone's like, "What are you doing back here?"
Oh yeah, like the two like skateboarder kids are like, "Hey, it's his goddamn name? It's Gabe." It's Gabe, and they just dangerously on a snowy mountain road pull alongside of him.
Yeah, I love those guys. Yeah, I love them so much.
Like, hey, Gabe, you're back. Are you gonna climb mountains with us? He's like, no.
So he comes back to this mountain or whatever. Then it cuts back to the plane scene.
As intense,
which is awesome. Oh, it's my very God. Much like it. I wrote that it's like the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight Rises. You mean
no, like Dark Knight, like. It's like a joke. It's like the Joker heist where like the next person kills the previous person because they're all just killing each other.
There's a lot of double cross.
Wait,
for a second, I'm trying to think like who's the one trying to take over the plane?
Yeah.
Like, is it the guy they just grabbed? Is it Angry Bald Man? And then like the one pilot pops the other pilot. You
know? Yeah. It's so many people just shooting each other.
And we meet John Lithgow doing his best British
accent. Not yet.
Not yet?
No. Because then it cuts back to Michael Rooker the rescue building.
Oh yeah,
and
he's painting the banana.
Frank is painting a banana eating a monkey.
And Frank's like, there's like their whole. Just to clarify, at the beginning, like Stallone, Rooker, this one girl, and Frank, they're all part of like the Rocky Mountain Rescue crew. So that's why. Set it up.
Later in the movie, the mountain climbing area that they're in is referred to as a park.
That's not a fun park.
When this park stretches across miles and miles of just mountains.
I guess national parks are pretty big, but damn.
Yeah.
But anyways, Frank is painting not a monkey eating a banana, but he's painting a banana eating a monkey.
I think it's supposed to be controversial. He's trying to be a controversial artist. And
I guess. Did you see what his point of reference was? Just an old banana?
No,
he just had an old banana hanging on the side, and he's painting on like a piece of glass.
Yeah, like, yeah, he was painting on a piece of glass.
I'm just like, are these guys that bored? They're just going insane.
So then it cuts back to the double crossing and the people shooting each other. There's tons of blood in this movie.
Oh, it's a
which was down, awesome.
It's a like a mean movie.
Yeah,
it's brutal. It takes no prisoners. I knew it was gonna be an action movie.
Yeah,
I didn't. God damn, I thought. What I thought this movie was going to be, from I don't know why, is that it was about people, mountain climbers climbing a mountain, and there was like terrorists on the mountain while they were climbing.
Well, that's what, so when someone gets shot in this movie, there's so much blood that comes out, which is awesome. They do this whole like plane heist. They get the money out. Everyone's going tango tango. They say tango tango like 17 times.
They have those crazy like masks on.
Yeah, so they can breathe. So that's why we haven't seen John Lithgow yet.
Yeah.
So everyone's going tango tango, and then one line that the bald guy says to the pilot. He goes, stick to the plan and you're rich. And I'm like, okay.
That's such like a
just a one-liner thing to say, yeah. So then the bald guy goes over to the heist plane, and then they say, why didn't you send over the money first? And they were like, I didn't think you were...
He says you would have left without
yeah. So then someone that he shot on the plane is still alive.
And we find that out after the pilot steps on his hand.
Yeah. Like, wow. Yeah. So then he gets up and he starts shooting the heist plane with an Uzi.
Well, he annihilates the pilot and he falls out of the plane. Yeah. And then he starts like annihilating the...
He shoots the heist plane with an Uzi at long range and is very accurate.
He's nailing. He kills a guy.
Yeah.
He shoots out like their brakes or whatever. Or I don't know if planes have... Yeah, planes have brakes. So it's going to be dumb. But...
Do that? I don't know.
Yeah, well, they got to land and they got to...
So then the main plane that they stole the money from explodes. Oh,
yeah, they put explosives on it. Yeah.
And then it cuts to back to our thrill seekers, our adrenaline junkies, and they
I think it's Thunder.
Yeah, they just climbed. Like, you can see them just stopping, climbing to the top of the mountain, and they're like, oh man, did you hear that thunder? And they're like, shut up, 3, 2, 1, and they just jump off
the
mountain without even checking their gear or like. They're just like, shut up, man.
I thought they were going to snowboard or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just see him jump off the mountain. I was like, what the fuck are they doing? Yeah. And then I saw the parachute packs. Yeah.
But
like,
they didn't even check their gear or anything. They were just like, this is not thunder. 3, 2, 1.
Is that a thing people do? They just jump off mountains with parachutes?
I don't think so.
I thought you just did that in Grand Theft Auto 5. And then at this point, they're holding on to the three, because there's three cases full of like trillions of dollars.
$100 million.
Oh, yeah. That's a little less. Anyways, they're like hanging on this cable from a plane.
Yes.
And it snaps and they get scattered across the mountains.
Yep. So then we get the John Lithgow reveal. He takes his mask off. And we get a John Lithgow reveal with an accent.
Yeah, I'm British, eh?
Yeah, I don't know if it was British or Australian. He's pretty menacing. Yeah,
I always think of John Lithgow as like a funny, like, hey, he's your pop, you know, he's a cool dad.
Well, John Lithgow's so good.
He is good.
Why?
And then I noticed that all of the henchmen reminded me of Die Hard characters.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
guy with
very
the long
similar.
Hair reminded me of like the German guy that like And then the black henchman, he reminded me of the limo driver from Die Hard, except a lot meaner.
Yeah.
But
the guy whose face was covered in blood was like a really nice touch.
Oh yeah.
Like they didn't even like cut to him or anything. He just kind of like slid into the shot and like half of his face was bloody, and I thought that was like a nice like,
it took like plain glass to the eye or something.
Probably. Yeah. Well then they do the radio call. They call in the fake.
Well, no, there's, like, the awesome plane crash first.
That's an insane plane crash.
Like, wings are taken out, and then the back of the plane falls out.
Yeah, so then the heist plane crashes. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, what do we do? They're all yelling at each other. They're all assholes. Yeah, these guys are all assholes.
Travis is the biggest.
Yeah, he's the biggest
Travis
asshole.
Travis is angry bald man.
Yeah, so then they make a fake call, because the whole time when they're doing this heist on the plane, I'm like, how is this going to tie into cliff climbing?
Oh,
I'm like, how in the world is this going to tie into them climbing a cliff?
You notice at the beginning it said based on a premise by some guy.
Yeah,
that guy, like, that's
he's a genius.
Yeah, it's the way it all connects.
Yeah, he's
it's
a
amazing.
Genius. So then they make a fake call to the mountain rescue. Which is where
the Rocky Mountain Rescue,
which is where Frank and Michael Rooker and
is it Jesse?
Jesse,
who is Gabe, aka Stallone's ex-girlfriend, aka wife, maybe.
So they all work at the mountain rescue. They get this call. So then their plan was to get the helicopter. They wanted them to fly the helicopter up there to steal it.
It doesn't happen because of the potential inclement weather.
Yeah. So then what happens is Michael Rooker is climbing up the mountain, and he gets to some point.
Well, before that, Jesse goes to tell Stallone, like, hey, you need to go help Michael Rooker. Well, Stallone's there just to get Jesse and leave, because he's still so heartbroken because he dropped the raccoon. Or no, he dropped Michael Rooker's girlfriend. So he's like, So he's like, no, I'm leaving. And then the last we see him, like, he gets in the car and... sorry, technical difficulty. See, get in the car and drive off. McCorker's climbing the mountain. Yeah, what so does he come upon?
He's climbing the mountain and he gets to one like flat platform and Sylvester Stallone's just sitting there.
Just hanging out. Like,
and he's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, they're not happy to see each other. They get in a whole tussle. He's like...
Yeah, and that's another part where Sylvester Stallone was not... At
100%. In this phase, he was coming off for like he was directing a lot of his own movies.
Okay,
so he probably like when they weren't successful,
he was just tired.
Well, he's probably just like, oh, I gotta do acting again. God damn it!
Yeah, he was not 100%. But I was there for it.
He does good as an action star in this movie. Yeah. Just as an actor, it's not the best.
So then at this point, I wrote in my notes. I wrote perfect tie-in. Smart writing. This is a genius idea. Like the way that a heist ties into these mountain rescue is it's amazing. It's incredible. Yeah, it really is. They eventually get to the top and they get kidnapped by the group of assholes.
It happens very fast.
Yeah, it does.
Like they come like all of a sudden they're just like it doesn't even cut to them. It just cuts to them like grabbing Stallone and Rooker and like
there's a few times in the movie where things do cut. Pretty fast.
Yeah.
But
it works. It keeps it going. You're never bored.
Yo, no. So then they have these trackers on the cases of money that fell. And
only Travis, bald man, knows how to use it.
Yeah, he has the codes to like find, which is weird.
He says there's like 40,000 potential combinations or something.
But... Yeah, I don't know why there's codes on a tracker though. Like,
well, I guess because he's at the beginning, he's boasting like we've never lost like the money because I think they're taking money from the treasury to be distributed.
Right. Yeah.
He's like in the case like if they ever did get robbed. Or something, or I don't know, they wouldn't want the tracker in the wrong hands.
Right.
So I guess it kind of makes sense.
You need to put in a code to find track the your location. Lost money? Yeah. I do that with their phones, right?
We're no treasury agents, yeah.
I don't know.
Are you, though?
What?
Are you a treasury agent?
I'm not good at math.
Oh. Do you have to be good, though? You just gotta protect money, I mean.
Well.
I could protect money.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah.
So then.
You could, too.
So then they put in... That's his leverage. That's the bald guy's leverage. He's like, you can't kill me because I only know the codes. Because
he's a traitor to the FBI.
Yeah. So then these guys kidnap Stallone and Rooker. And
they give them fake names.
Who does?
Stallone and Rooker. They give them fake names.
Oh, they do? I didn't even notice. Yeah, it's like Wallace and like Tucker. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, okay. So then that didn't really... mean anything for the rest of the movie.
Well, then, because, like, immediately after Jesse's
on the radio, you're
like,
Hal!
And they're like, oh, that's your name, huh? But then they still keep calling him Tucker and, like, Wallace or whatever.
Oh, Walker.
Walker.
Oh, well, yeah, they do.
Yeah. That's... like, they have the realization, like, your name's Hal, huh? I don't know, that's kind of, like, how Jeff Lithgow's British accent is. It's good, but it's kind of like,
So then... They use Stallone and Rooker to climb the mountain for them to get the money so they don't have to be in any danger. And they're so mean about it. He's yelling at Stallone. He's like, fetch it! And yeah, Stallone, he's like, give me a second.
Yeah, he's like, put this dog on a leash. And then, I don't understand, they're like, take his sweater for leverage. It's like, what?
Yeah, right.
Like, they become doing a tank.
That was written in. That had to be written into the script just to have Stallone take his coat off.
For the poster. He's literally just like, take his sweater for leverage. It's like, what leverage?
He'll freeze to death. Yeah, of course he's gonna freeze to death.
Like what? Like,
but we learn later in the movie that cold has nothing.
Oh yeah,
does not faze him one.
Well, he's pure muscle. I mean, yeah, because they tie a rope to his leg and he finds the cash and then like
yep.
Rooker hears them whispering, like, when he brings it down, shoot him. And he's like, Gabe, no, don't come down.
Yeah.
Then there's that intense moment.
You would think for how many times Michael Rooker intervened in a thing and said, no, don't do it. They would have shot him. Well, he'd have been dead. Well, he did it, like, four times.
Well, at a certain point, he's the only one they have to track.
No, he doesn't. They don't need him to track.
Yeah, they do, because they...
where is it?
That tracking screen, it's just like...
That's true, yeah.
They'd be walking all over, like, where the fuck is this one that's, like, kind of pointy, but not all the way pointy? Like...
Yeah, I guess that's true. But, so then...
They, like, slam his head into the wall when he rats him out.
Like, so So then when after he says, no, don't come down, like, they're gonna shoot you, he cuts the rope. But, like, Stallone cuts the rope.
He's like bashing it with the hook hammer.
Yeah. So then they start shooting him with machine guns and grenade launchers.
I thought that was a shotgun attachment because there was an explosion.
Oh, yeah, it could have been
shotgun. Either way, it caused an
avalanche. It caused an avalanche, yeah. So then during the avalanche, Stallone, being the smart...
This is a good move.
...human being, you know, he just throws the money out.
And they think he's dead.
And he thinks that he fell with the money.
And one of the henchmen falls, too.
Yeah, one of them dies.
The one that caused the avalanche. It's karma.
So they think he's dead. And then there's some time passes, and they get pretty close to the second case.
Well, doesn't Stallone find the cat? Well, no, at this point, Jesse and Frank have gone out to look for him.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, they're still in there. They're like, hello, guys,
well, because they have that whole thing where it's like, no, because right after the avalanche, they call and they're like, hey, just tell us. And he's like, John Lithgow's like, say, talk to him, but don't give him any codes. He's like, don't give him any. Like,
and that's when
they say, like, he's at the end, he's like, go to the Rogers
thing. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And that's why they go.
So then when they're almost to the second case, all the asshole guys, they start arguing with each other. They start yelling at each other.
Yeah, they're dicks to each other.
Like they shouldn't be working together at all.
No.
So Stallone is on his own now. He's a lone wolf while the group of people go to the second case. Yeah, well, I don't think he is.
He's pretty cold when he comes across the cabin.
No, I think he was just faking it.
You mean the character was faking it?
I think both. I don't.
I mean, well, obviously Stallone might be faking it, but he seems pretty cold.
Well, you're right. No, it's all muscle. He wasn't cold one bit. I think he was just doing this just because, like, he wanted Jesse to feel bad for him.
It's a lot deeper than I think that they were willing to go for the movie cliffhanger. I mean,
no, I think because he
so you're telling me this whole time he's not only trying to stop these terrorists, but he's also trying to psychologically trick his ex-girlfriend back into loving him.
Yes, because he climbed that whole cliff in a tank top, and he didn't faze him one bit. And then
he's a pro. He's the cliffhanger. He's Carl C. Cliffhanger.
And then he got up there, and then he was like, oh, I'm cold. Please give me a sweater.
Oh, yeah, because at this point, Jesse, there's this... I don't understand this cabin. Like,
yeah, what?
Is it like a museum? Because, like,
at first,
first I think it's like an outpost.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And
then, so
like,
did I. Yeah.
There's all this stuff in glass, and they're
and
like,
she breaks it,
and then it's like, oh, it's there for show. Like what?
Yeah.
oh, if you survive climbing this mountain, you come across a fucking museum.
Who regulates? Is there tickets being sold? Is there do people just not steal things from it? Like, so she breaks a glass counter or whatever to get a sweater out.
It's really ratty too.
Yeah,
there's climbing supplies and
so then Stallone goes, well, we got to get to the other cases and somehow
that's not how he says
it. He's we got to get to the other case.
That sounds like Stallone.
So then but somehow he memorized where they are, like some kind of Rain Man.
Hell yeah.
He just glanced at the monitor.
He's a Rain Man of mountain climbing.
Yeah, so he's like, I know where they all are. So then they go to the second case before the group gets there.
Oh, yeah.
And they steal all the money. Jesse and Stallone steal all the money.
And they build a snowman.
And they build a snowman and they put with the tracker.
The flashing tracker. Before he's like, you got a pencil?
Oh, yeah, he did.
For the eyes. It's such a specific, like...
Oh, my God, you're right. I was like, oh, you're... No, no.
Well, he also wrote on the dollar
bill.
No, he
wrote on the dollar.
Wait, were they having the fire before this?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, because... Okay.
But that part, yeah. I love that part. So... So he's like, do you got a pencil? So then they do this whole like night shootout, like,
oh, and this is where the Stallone bobsled.
He sleds down a mountain on another guy.
Well, at first the man's using stuff as just Stallone as a bobsled.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they eventually punch each other. And then eventually Stallone's on top, so I don't know, and he presses the guy's face against the ice.
Yeah, and
it's all bloody. Yeah, does that happen?
Yeah, it does.
God, I know it would hurt, but...
Yeah, no, ice is sharp.
Didn't you get cut by an icicle once?
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts.
I distinctly remember, like, you had, like, a cut, and you're like, it's from an icicle.
Yeah, I did. It hurt.
So you related.
I did,
You're like, this guy's a terrorist, but man.
I didn't feel bad for him or for him. So yeah, Stallone uses this guy as a sled, which is one of the most awesome things I've ever seen in my life. I just wrote
Stallone bobsled with four exclamation points.
Oh, and then it cuts to our adrenaline.
Well, they keep thinking he's dead.
Yeah, like, they think he's dead again.
They're like, he's back. He's
dead. So then it cuts to the adrenaline junkies again.
Oh, they're
just camping out. Like, what they call it, Tent City.
Which I found it looked like oddly kind of fun, you know. They're just chilling in a tent.
I love them. They're just having a fun beans, time. Like... Yeah. So then it cuts to Stallone and Jesse.
Oh, and they're fueling the fire with $100 bills.
And he goes, "Costs a fortune to heat this place."
It's amazing. He's just throwing wads.
He's throwing $100 bills in there,
and they laugh and they're like, "Oh,
oh my god,
it's so good."
So then it cuts to the next day, transitions to the next day. So then Michael Rooker is still walking with these guys. They're trying to get to the second location. Or the third location.
Oh, no, is this one the junkies?
Yep. Yeah,
when I was like, this movie is fucking mean.
Oh, I know. These guys did nothing wrong.
No.
So the junkies, they just randomly come across Michael Rooker, who's a friend. You know, they go up to this mountain all the time.
John Lithgow's like, Rooker's like, "Don't kill them, they're just kids." And he's like, "We're not animals, go talk to them."
Yeah, he says, "Don't make us." He's like, don't make us be animals. So then, which, I don't think they were going to kill him. I think, like, if Michael Rooker just said, "Oh yeah, I'm just a tour for these guys. Like, we're just..."
Well, no, he was trying. They were like, "Oh, are you helping lost hitchhikers again?" And then it cuts to the slow motion shot of the guy shooting.
Well, that's because Michael Rooker goes, "Run!" And I'm like, "You idiot."
Oh, I thought he did that because he saw the guy pull the gun out.
No, because after he says run, the guy pulls the gun out.
I think
out.
That's the same guy who kills another lovable character later on. That guy's just a dick.
I don't know.
Because seems like there's the one guy who he's really trigger happy.
Well, the way he dies is...
He deserves it.
Is really cool.
Yeah, but...
Then we get an awesome slow-mo shot of the
poor
adrenaline junkie getting shot up. Yeah.
Yeah, while his friends... Oh, this other part's kind of badass when he's like the other junkie's getting chased through the woods. And he's putting his parachute on.
Oh, yeah.
As he's running, and then he jumps off the cliff.
Yeah.
And then there's that weird moment where the guy's like, "Shoot him!" And you think, like, he's waiting. I thought he was waiting for the parachute to come out, and he's going to shoot the parachute. Yeah. And then he just kind of stands there, like, smirking.
Yeah.
And then the junkie gets caught in the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets caught in the trees. And then, for some reason, he doesn't cut himself out. He
passes out.
Oh, yeah. Did he get shot, too?
Yeah, he did. He got shot in the back.
Okay.
Because they find him later, he's dripping blood.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was from, like, a cut or a...
Well, he might have hit himself on the tree, but I'm pretty sure later he's got a bullet hole in his back.
Oh, we cut to Stallone and Jesse.
Yeah, they get to the cave. They get to the cave and they notice the rabbit hole.
No, not yet.
No, they do, because they notice the rabbit hole. Like, we don't see the rabbit yet.
Right.
They hear like the meep 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 meep, and they notice it.
That's not until later though, because Jesse got kidnapped before that happened.
No, it doesn't. She doesn't get kidnapped till the end, till the very end.
Are you sure?
Yeah. She doesn't get
They do the whole cave thing first, though. Maybe you're right.
Well, no, the cave thing happens after the rabbit.
All right.
Because they grab the case.
Yeah.
And they put the tracker on the... Well...
Yeah.
Well, Angry Bald Man's like... He gets to the third case, and it's like... And the thing's going, like, back and forth. Yeah,
I thought that happened later, though.
No. And then he notices that they put the tracker on a rabbit, which is a genius move.
That is a genius move.
And they fire, like, a whole round of bullets at it, and then the rabbit peeks over, like, what now?
That's not until later, though.
No, that happens next.
No.
Jesse does not get kidnapped now. No,
they go into the cave.
They have the case with them in the cave, though.
Do they?
Yeah, and then the bat thing happens.
I'll fight you.
Either way, they're in a goddamn cave and there's bats.
There's so many bats.
Did it give you flashbacks?
You know I have very low tolerance for bats.
PTSD.
Yeah. Like... Yeah, I've had a few bats in an apartment that I had one time. It was not fun at all.
It was awesome.
Yeah. All right. So then there's that whole bat thing that they get chased, or they get swarmed by bats, and then the bats go away. It's like classic Batman.
Yeah. Batman probably called them.
Yeah.
Bats unite.
Yeah. So then it cuts to Frank. Frank.
Well, the evil crew splits up at that point, doesn't it? Oh, no, at this point, isn't this when they... Oh, no, yeah, okay.
So Frank is in the helicopter.
And he's
looking around for them, and then he lands.
And the wolves start picking at the junkie.
Yep, so then he's like, oh God.
And he shoots the guy's eye.
Yeah. So then I'm like, oh, great, Frank has a gun. That's great. But then they show the junkie, and, like, he doesn't look harmed by the wolves or anything. I don't think they did anything to him. But I thought that they should have made the wolves, like, eat part of his leg. Like,
not that brutal. God damn.
Like, I wish the wolves, like just ran off with, like, part of his leg. Yeah.
Like a little mini remake of The Gray.
The next part, I wrote down, I kind of remember this. I wrote down, you hit like a sissy.
Well, that's later on. That's next. Well, because Frank saves the junkie.
Yeah.
And then...
Not drug junkie. Yeah, he's an adrenaline junkie. He's not a heroin junkie.
Adrenaline. Yeah. The real drug. And then, well, because Stallone and Jesse have the case in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like... Is it when they like...
Oh, no. Oh, the guy. Okay, yeah,
there's the black guy that knows karate.
He bursts out of the thing, out of the... somehow he gets to the top, because they have to crawl through the...
I thought that was after the fight.
No, because... Oh, okay. He crawls to the top and bursts out.
And the guy notices
and then the guy has
there.
A gun. Yeah. So then Stallone goes back in the cave after he slashes him with a hook.
Oh yeah, that's a brutal fight.
Yeah, and then the guy goes down in the cave.
Yeah.
And then the guy the henchman
he's beating
first he hits
Jesse.
Stallone. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he hits Jesse in the face with a gun. And then,
yeah.
And he's really misogynistic. He's like, he's like, well, first he promised, they're at the top, and he's like, if you give me the money, I'll kill you and not your bitch.
Yeah.
And he just keeps saying.
I don't, he did not say that.
He keeps saying bitch over and over. Yes, he does, because they're down there. And
I heard
like,
girl.
No, he says it. Because like now when he's beating the shit out of him, He's like, when I'm done with you, I'll do your bitch real good. He keeps saying bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's brutal. While he's, like, karate kicking him in the fucking mouth.
Well, so when he hits Stallone just looks back and goes, you hit like a sissy. Yeah.
Which I would not say. I'd be weeping. But
then the guy.
Well, I like how, like, it reminds you that, like, he's not, like, an action hero. He's just, like, a mountain climber dude, so he can't really fight.
Yeah.
Like, I like that about it. Like, they could have went the route where all of a sudden Stallone's, like, blocking his punches and, like...
He just goes, you hit like a sissy.
No, and he's getting the shit kicked out
but
of
then,
him, too.
But then the guy goes, and he goes, I'll give you three chances to tell me where the money is.
Oh, yeah, and every time he, like...
Instead of just the regular, like, I'll give you one more chance, he goes, I'll give you three.
And, like, he, like, kicks him in the face, and he's like, two left.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he, like, punches him, he's like, one.
So then Stallone realizes that he can do something that no one else has ever done in a movie before, and that is he goes for the balls.
Oh, yeah, he lifts him up by the balls.
He grabs him by the balls
and slams him into an icicle.
Yeah, was it an icicle or was it just a rock?
A piece of rock. It was something sharp on the ceiling.
I think I thought it was just a sharp rock.
He
stabs
impales him
on
the ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's still holding his balls at that point.
Oh, yeah. No, he has full grip
imagine
on those balls.
Dying and like,
oh,
just
God.
Overwhelming pain. It's just your balls being squeezed by Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
I mean, that's, for some people, that's the ideal way to go. But.
So then it does this bridge scene where they set up the bombs on the mountain, and then John Lithgow's like, he does that, he says like, all right, it's gonna blow right on top of them, and then Michael Rooker again yells on the gets the radio and goes, yeah, they got a bomb, run. And then he stops in the middle of the bridge. And then it cuts back to Stallone and Jesse in the cave.
And they're like, shit.
And they're running out. And then it cuts back. This is where a really weird edit happened. And then Rooker and the guy who chased him is back at the other end of the bridge where they started. I feel like there was a hole in there somewhere, and that's how they fixed it.
Yeah.
But there was a weird edit there. I mean, it didn't...
That is a wobble. It's a classic wobbly bridge. We need to clarify.
Yeah. Well, they stopped. They were sitting on the bridge, and the guy had a gun to him. Yeah. And then,
well, I'm just clarifying, just visual aid.
It's bridge. Yeah, it's like Indiana Jones. It's a wobbly bridge. Temple of Doom bridge. Yeah. Yeah. So then, I'm thinking now, why is there a bridge between two mountains?
How do you build a wobbly bridge?
How do you get from one mountain to the other?
Yeah. How do you bridge? What are the logistics of a wobbly bridge?
I don't know. How would you build that?
Why would you build that? Why not?
Because first you have to tie off the ropes.
Yeah.
You have to tie off the ropes on each end of the mountain.
Why not just get like a long piece of sheet metal and like.
And then I assume you would put in one piece of wood on the rope.
And then do you have to like throw the ropes across and hope the other person catches them?
No. I'm thinking what you do is if you want to do this solo, if you want to do DIY, rickety bridge.
Yeah.
You tie the ropes first. So you have two sets.
Oh, across the mountains.
Ropes. Yeah.
It's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, yeah. Already, yeah. You're tired. and then you build on.
Oh, you put the planks down.
Yeah, and you walk on them as you.
Yeah, I would not want to be that guy. Like, all right, brother, Frank, you know, you gotta.
Yeah. But, so there's a weird edit where they're on the bridge and he's holding a gun to him. And then the next time you see him, and then he's off the bridge.
It's a very anticlimactic avalanche when the bomb blows up. Because they get out of the mountain and they're just standing on the ledge and he's like holding on to her. And just some rocks fall and then they're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then I think this is when they come across Frank, isn't it?
Yeah. Frank shows up at the helicopter.
This is where the movie gets really mean.
Oh, I know, because Frank is just there, and he sees.
Well, they don't plan on killing him, because there's a female henchman named Crystal,
yep.
Who's pretty badass, and she's got for a terrorist. And then, her and the one guy go out to. Frank noted that she's pretending to be hurt, holding a flare on the ground.
Yep.
And that's why Frank stops.
And Frank goes, "Hey, what's wrong? What's going on?" Spins around, grabs his gun.
Yeah,
out of his holster,
and she's just pointing it at him.
Yeah,
but then,
and
like,
then he goes, and then he gives the driest delivery of a line ever. He's like, "No, I'm just here to help you." Oh, yeah. He's not like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave. Like,
he was like, "I'm just here to help you."
And then there's that awful slow motion shot of, I think it's the same guy who shot the adrenaline junkie, the one. He just like fills Frank with bullets.
No, because it was the black guy shot the adrenaline junkie.
Did he?
Yeah, the black guy. Okay. Yeah, so the black guy,
the karate master.
Yep. So yeah, Frank is
dead.
Is no
Rooker consoles
with us.
Him.
Yeah.
And he also grabs his knife.
Oh yep.
But the lady terrorist Crystal, she gets mad at the guy for shooting Frank. She's like, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that one guy's just psycho.
Yeah.
And at this point, they split up. Lithgow stays. Oh no, this is when Lithgow gets real hardcore. Isn't this when he?
Yep.
Like
so, he. So this is when they get into an argument.
With
bald guy
with Travis again.
Yep, because he's like, give me the tracker, Travis. And he's like, I only have the codes. And he's like, what's the code?
And he's like 40,000 combinations.
Yeah, yeah.
And he like throws the tracker at him, and then he's like. And then he, like, shoots the... Because at this point, I guess we're supposed to be led to believe that only Lithgow and the girl can fly the helicopter.
Yes. Which, if I'm in that situation, I feel like I could learn to fly a helicopter.
I couldn't. Under pressure? No.
No,
way.
No. It's just a joystick. Like, you just lift off,
oh,
like...
You honestly think you could fly a helicopter?
Yeah. I'm sure there's... I'm sure there's one switch. There's, like, two switches.
Under that amount of pressure... Guns being pointed at you.
No, because they're going to go off. They're going to go somewhere else. They're going to walk away to the next location.
It's really snowy, though.
Yeah, they're going to walk. They're going to go somewhere else.
But you...
And then I'm gonna get in the helicopter.
You think you're
going to
do some practice, some dry runs first?
Like, yeah, I'm gonna see the switches. There's going to be a switch that says, like, rotator cuff, and then...
Rotator cuff's a muscle.
and then, like front you know, top spinny,
yeah,
propeller.
Where do you put the keys in, you know?
No, it's no keys.
Are there keys for a helicopter?
I don't know. I'm not a pilot.
I don't know why my voice got so high there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, he shoots the girl in the head.
He shoots his girlfriend.
I don't think it's his girlfriend.
They have... No, because he says...
It's like this long speech.
What do you... This, he's like the... the best thing you could do for love or whatever is sacrifice.
Oh yeah, and then he,
so then he shoots her. I think they I think they have some kind of relationship.
And then he says like
he says some wife line earlier.
And then he
too.
Says something like trust is better when you're trusting people you've never trusted before or something.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Something
one.
Like that. He goes crazy. He shoots.
But earlier when they're setting up the bomb for the mountain, he says, "You're gonna make a great wife." Someday.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's like doing that C4 real good.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they split up. He waits at the helicopter while last remaining henchmen mm-hmm. and Rooker go off for the
yep.
And then Travis does something. I don't know.
So this is where I thought they were in Yosemite, because they do. There's the bald guy, Travis, and they shoot him from behind, and the landscape in front of him looks like Yosemite.
Was it green or snowy?
It was snowy.
Where is Yosemite?
California.
Oh, is northern, it? Northern, oh, it's northern, California? So it yeah. can snow. Okay.
Yeah,
they very well might have done pickup shots in Yosemite, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And then he sees the rabbit. This is the rabbit part.
Is it?
Yeah. Because he's looking at the tracker, and it's going all over the place. And he's like... Oh. And he's like, what's going on? And then he sees the rabbit, and he shoots it, and it's still alive.
Oh, and then it peeks over like, yeah. You miss, bitch.
Yeah. Suck it.
And then this is when the one henchman takes Rooker to the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome.
Starts beating the shit out of him.
Yeah. And then we learn he has some soccer history.
Oh, yeah.
Some
He's like Scott. He looked like a European Nathan Fillion.
Kind of.
And he's like Scottish. He's like, I was a soccer star. And he's like kicking yeah. him in the face. Yeah. He's like, penalty kick.
He's like, I'm going for the goal.
And like he kicks him in the face like 20 times.
Yeah.
And then I forget, how does Rooker kill him?
Oh, so Rooker is...
He's lying on a ledge.
He's
a
on
cliff,
the ledge.
Cliffhanger.
He's on a cliffhanger.
They're cliffhangers.
And then he reaches down and gets the knife.
Oh, and
out of
and
his
he cuts
boot.
Like his ankle.
And he cuts his ankle, yeah. And then
he's like, I don't watch. Or he's like, he says something. He says like a one liner, like stick to.
Then he grabs his shotgun.
Oh yeah.
And pulls it off of him, and blasts him. And then the guy falls off the cliff. And then Travis turns around.
Oh yeah.
And he goes,
well, before he's like do it quietly. We don't need any more. And then like he turns around and sees the body falling, thinks it's Rooker, and he's like, I said do it quietly.
Yeah, he's like, I said quietly. Yeah, he did.
But
that.
What Rooker says something like some one liner about soccer. Like,
I don't remember it. Yeah.
Like, FIFA sucks. I don't know what he said.
FIFA 16 was horrible.
And then Stallone and Jesse go across the bridge, and they hit a tripwire.
Yep. And the bridge explodes.
And then he gives Jesse, I'm zoned out, he like tells Jesse, like, I'm going to finish this.
I don't know how Jesse got kidnapped.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Well, because he's like, I'm going to finish this, you go back down the mountain, and then he goes up, and then he gets in the, which is a badass fight.
Oh, because she's standing there and Lithgow.
And Lithgow, which is weird, you'd think she could get away, he's flying a helicopter pointing a gun at her through a window. And then like,
yeah,
that's weird. I don't know. I mean, it is pretty menacing, I guess. And then, this might be my favorite fight in the movie with the... Where Stallone falls off into the ice.
Wait, yes, yeah,
into the ice pond.
Yep, shirtless. He's in freezing cold water. Well, this is why I don't think cold phases him one bit.
Well, his adrenaline is freaking pumping. You know,
he's underneath the water, shirtless. He would have went into shock immediately.
Well, he is sweating like in the opening scene, so obviously he sweats while he's doing it.
When he's rock climbing, this is.
Oh, that's true. I guess
he wasn't doing anything in this.
He doesn't really. Climb a lot of rocks in this movie.
So then, he fights Travis.
Oh yeah, and then this is amazing. Stallone's under the ice, and Travis is following him with the gun.
Yeah,
and like you can see Stallone under the ice swimming along.
Yeah,
and then like he's like kicking the ice, and you're like, oh, he's scared. He's trying to get out, and then out of nowhere, you get that awesome shot of him kicking back, and he's got a pistol, and he shoots Travis through the ice.
Where'd he get the gun from?
I don't even know, but it's fucking awesome. It's just like, he kicks back, he's like, and Travis dies, and we get that long shot of Travis's dead body sliding under the ice.
Like, yeah, it's really like, menacing.
There's a lot of blood, too.
And then
Rooker saves
Rooker
him.
Rooker shows up, gives him a shirt or something.
Yeah, they gotta keep replacing it. His nipples are hanging out.
Yeah. The next part I remember is when, so he has the money. It's the last case.
Oh, and he's just standing holding it up.
Yeah,
and then Lithgow's flying. Yep. He's like, give me Jesse.
So he says, So Lithgow is in the helicopter and he's coming up to him.
He got Jesse handcuffed inside the helicopter.
And Lithgow goes, You're a piece of work. And then Stallone goes, that must mean you're a piece of shit.
It's great. Yeah. He calls him a piece of shit again later too. And they're fighting.
So then they have this whole
he tells them to land and then
Yeah. So then
it's badass though.
So Jesse he releases Jesse. And then
he's got a cable with a hook attached to the helicopter, and he wants him to hook the bag onto the hook so he can reel it in. When Stallone hooks it to a metal ladder,
and then
he starts shooting at him, or him or Jesse.
No,
Brooker.
he throws the money into the helicopter blades.
Oh yeah,
and then he loses control. Yeah, and that was awesome because then just spins down
the freaking helicopter. But then someone forgets, you know, the ladder's his only way down, and he's climbing down the ladder.
Which it really wasn't. He could have.
He's a fucking. He's Clifford C. Cliffhanger. You know?
He could have just ran towards Jesse. And
But then the helicopter rips the. Which there's, I don't know who puts these ladders in the sides of these mountains, but
I don't know.
It rips.
Maybe that's the lazy cliff climber person. Like they just climb up the ladder.
It's like when bowling, either you have the guards or you don't.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like either you can climb up using the knuckle spikes, or you can use the ladder.
Yeah.
Like a baby.
But the next part.
Oh my god! The helicopters
to the walls,
ripping the ladder off.
Yeah.
And then Stallone's like trying not to fall. And John Lithgow's like, ugh! Or no, you know, it's not Stallone. He's like, ah.
No. So then I thought, so when I watched this, I thought the helicopter went all the way to the bottom first. So then I saw the part where Stallone falls to the helicopter and grabs onto it. And I'm like, oh, that's so awesome. And then I see that the helicopter is hanging off of the cliff.
It's dangling off the cliff
as they're fighting on it.
Stick with me. The helicopter is cliffhanging.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The helicopter is the real cliffhanger.
Yeah, this is the...
So they're fighting on a helicopter that's hanging off of a cliff, which is just which is just amazing. I got Fast and Furious vibes from this movie.
Hell yeah, the snow stuff in Fast and Furious should have been on a mountain.
Yeah.
Well, what's up with that giant ice change?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the fate of the Furious. But.
So then, what does Stallone grab onto? What is he? Because the helicopter falls with Lithgow in it.
Well, I think the cable snaps and he grabs onto. Oh no, he just grabs onto the mountain. I think
the mountain.
I think he looked because he's a mountain climber, and then Lithgow goes down with the helicopter, and it's a very brutal death.
Oh yeah, but it's so good though.
Or doesn't? Okay, no. Doesn't he fall first to the helicopter?
No, he was in it.
I could have swore the helicopter landed on him.
No, because I think the shot that I remember was him inside the helicopter.
What's up? There's the shot with the rope sliding back and forth.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what was up with that rope?
And, like, I think that was earlier, actually.
Oh, really?
As it's sliding, it's, like, cutting more and more.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think that was the part with
Jesse.
Either
way, he one-ups John Lithgow. John Lithgow dies.
Yeah. I think he just grabs onto the mountain. Yeah. I think you're right.
They have a family reunion.
So then they get to the top of the mountain. And this is where the movie, I think, ended a little too fast.
I liked it.
Because...
The whole time, Paul Winfield and the FBI
dude—they're just flying around in a helicopter. Where are these guys?
And they're listening to the radio. There's the one part where like Travis is saying like Lithgow's name. He's like Quayland. He's like, this is don't talk on this open station. The FBI dudes are like, what the hell?
But then nobody knows that the FBI guys are just flying around listening to this. So like, they're just getting all this evidence.
Just like Quayland.
So then they get to the top of the mountain. Rooker, Jesse, and we're saying Stallone and Rooker like their real names, and then Jesse's her character name.
It's Hal, Gabe, and Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
And they,
so then,
and next thing you know, Stallone gets to the top of the mountain. He's got a freaking Christmas tree he just picked,
and he sets it up. I did not see that at all.
And he sets it up, and they celebrate Christmas on the top of the mountain.
You didn't see that? Because this is a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That's why I double feature with
to
Die
me,
Hard.
To me, that happens. Okay. Imagine how incredible that'd be. All of a sudden, he's like, "Yeah, God just for you." Like, I don't know where. Like, they haven't distinguished that it's Christmas yet, and then he's like, "Hey, you guys know what day it is?" And he pulls his arm
Christmas
up.
Eve.
He's got a little Christmas tree. And he's like, "I figure we could celebrate." He puts like a flare on the top. He's like, "I love you guys."
So then, I love this ending. I just think it's too fast. Like the So then the FBI guys see them, and they go, "Hey, who are you?" And Rooker goes,
We're the Rocky Mountain Rescue Team.
Yeah. And then they go, "Okay, we're calling a crew to come, just sit tight."
And then that
shot and then it just ends.
Slowly pulls away as like the credits music plays.
Yeah.
It just keeps going.
But I wish after they said sit tight, I wish the credits just didn't start immediately. I wish they gave it some breathing room where they gave out some cheers like, "Whoa, yeah." Like,
I think it could have been cool.
Something like that, yeah.
Reminded me of a Karate Kid ending. Like I always bring up, you know,
yeah.
Where it's like as soon as like the plot of the movie is over, it's just like.
But that's the thing though, like there didn't need to be more. Like they're getting rescued. That's all you like.
Well, I kind of like how it literally just like it's like, all right, they're getting rescued, and then
like the ending was good.
You just wanted a celebration.
Yeah, yep. I just wanted them to be like, "Whoa!"
That's why it would have been great if he had a Christmas tree. Like, I love you guys.
So my last note I wrote was, yeah, that's how you end a movie. Is like there's like we don't need all the ending exposition.
That's great.
Just they're getting rescued. That's all I wanted to know.
It's so good. It's such a 90s action movie.
Yeah.
You can't, they don't make action movies like that anymore.
I mean, Fast and Furious is kind of like that. But even then, I think they have some kind of.
Well, they've gotten so big now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They always have an after. Well, they got to have the barbecue, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
Barbecue.
Although the ending of 8 was like.
It's awkward.
The rest of the rocks. It's all CGI.
The rocks in like a leather vest.
I didn't like that it was CGI.
I don't know why the rocks leather vest really bothered me.
Some rooftop New York City.
Oh, yeah, because. Yeah, I missed the backyard. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it did get blown up. Fucking. And then he got blown up by Statham, who's at the new barbecue. I would have been like, "Oh, hey, it'd be nice if we were still at the old house that you fucking blew up while you were. Fucking running Han off the road."
Oh, I sure wish Han was here, yeah.
Oh, let's make a spinoff movie about him.
Oh, man.
Sorry, it's the fate of the Fast and Furious family means a lot to me, I'm sorry.
Means a lot to all of us.
Let's get real.
But that was an amazing
cliffhanger.
That was an amazing movie.
Should we end the episode on a cliffhanger?
Well,
we gotta decide next week's
movie. Yeah,
we gotta
pick the next one.
How do we want to decide it this week?
Well, I have this idea. Last time we chose the movie using Siri.
It was very complicated. Well, our whole...
It was okay.
Part of our gimmick now is every time we choose a movie for the next week, we're going to try a different method. Some complicated, some simple.
So this week we have the spinning wheel from the Game of Life. Now, we like to use the main actors that were in the movie, the most talented people in the
movie. And for Cliffhanger, we figured we'd choose the main star of Cliffhanger, who's in almost every shot.
Yeah, it was, actually. He was. She
he
was.
He, I
we
think
don't
it's,
know.
It's genderless.
It was, yeah. Who was that?
The snow. There is snow.
The snow is in every single shot.
And you want to know what else snow reminds us of?
Yeah, Hanukkah.
Yeah, and Christmas.
Kwanzaa.
And Christmas. We should have chose a Hanukkah movie.
Yeah, we probably should.
There's only like one Hanukkah movie, though.
So we compiled a list of 10 Christmas movies, because there's only 10 numbers on the life spinning thing.
Just like in real life.
So we have number 1, Christmas with the Cranks. Number 2, Home Alone. Number 3, The Night Before. 4, Jingle All the Way. 5, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. 6, The Santa Claus. 7, Gremlins. 8, Die Hard. 9, Silent Night, Deadly Night. And 10, Batman Returns.
Hell yeah.
Now we must spin this wheel.
Ooh.
Because next episode is like right after Christmas. It's
not going to be before Christmas. But
yeah. So
you're going to watch the movie anyway.
Also, for everyone who entered in the giveaway, the episode after Christmas, I'll announce the winner because you get a little Christmas present.
I'm going to win.
Yeah. All right, so let's spin this wheel here. Oh, that was a good spin.
Yeah, it's very anticlimactic.
God, this thing sucks.
Here, how about you do it? Here, put it. Do it. Look away.
That was a good spin.
Look away and
okay,
do it. Because
all right.
All right.
Drum roll. You want to do it?
Sure, I'm going to look away.
Oh, that was a good spin.
What is it?
Three.
What's three?
Three is The Night Before.
Ooh.
Okay,
it's cool. It's kind of a Hanukkah movie, too.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's a really good Christmas movie.
Cool.
Cool. That's and what we'll, got. We'll bring up, like, we'll just have, like, a general discussion about, like, Christmas movies in general beforehand. So
yeah, sure.
We might mention some of the other choices.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch Jingle All the Way before then.
So next week is The Night Before with lots of talk about Jingle All the Way.
Yeah. Two movies that actually probably fit very well together.
Okay. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'll put it in there.
At the Not New Movie.
At the Not New Movie on Twitter.
At Jeremy Wayne Rye.
Not New Review? What is it?
It's just Not New Movie. Not New Movie. There's not enough room. Because for some reason they decided to make it so you can make your name 400 characters long, but you can't make the goddamn at thing.
Okay.
It's fine, you know. Twitter sponsor us. You know,
yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Next week?
Two weeks.
Next episode.
Episode is after Christmas.
So, yes. I hope you enjoy the cliffhanger.
Thanks for everyone for listening. It's been a good time so far.
Yeah. Get ready for dick jokes and Christmas next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.